While we all know Padre Pio as a saintly figure with unwavering faith, did you know that he himself underwent a period of trial where he felt tempted to deny his faith? Stay tuned to hear the story. Ave mundis pes Maria. Welcome back to our YouTube channel Following Padre Pio. If you're new to our channel, Padre Pio was a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos and shorts 5 days a week, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. And now to our story. Today's insights are drawn from the book The Letters of the Saint of Pietrelcina by Gianluigi Pasquale. Within this book, we come across a letter revealing Padre Pio's inner struggles similar to the dark night of the soul described by St. John of the Cross. Dated March 8, 1916, at the age of 29, Padre Pio, in a letter to his friend Father Agostino, expresses profound loneliness and a sense of abandonment from God. He wrote, "Peace has been banished from my heart. I have become completely blind. I am enveloped in a profound darkness and cannot find a light, no matter how much I struggle. How can I then walk well before the Lord? No, he cannot be truly satisfied with me. He has thrust me among the eternal dead whom he has forgotten. It was my wickedness that brought so much misfortune upon my shoulders." Padre Pio then expresses himself quite poetically. He shared, "I always keep my eyes fixed on the east, on the night that surrounds it, to distinguish the bright star that guided our fathers to the grotto of Bethlehem. But in vain I strain my eyes to see this bright star. The more I look, the weaker my vision grows. The more I strive, the more ardently I search for it, the more I find myself enveloped in greater darkness. I am alone during the day, I am alone at night, and no ray of light comes to illuminate me. Never does a drop of relief come to quicken the flame, which continually devours without consuming me." He then describes a short moment of relief. However, this blissful moment did not last long. In his own words, "Only once did I feel, in the most secret and intimate part of my spirit, something so delicate that I cannot explain it. At the first, the soul felt his presence without seeing it, and then, so to speak, he drew so near to the soul that it fully perceived his touch, as only occurs when our body touches another closely, to give you a pale comparison. I do not know what else to say. I can only confess to you that, at first, I was seized by great fear, and, shortly afterwards, this fear was transformed into a heavenly ecstasy. It seemed to me that I was no longer an exile, and I could not tell whether I was aware of still being in my body when this happened. Only God knows. I could not tell you anything that better explained this event. But, dear God, who could ever imagine what was about to happen? Hell came crashing down on me. I was thrown into a prison even darker than the first, where I now find myself and where nothing reigns except perpetual terror. Here all my sins are laid bare, and the soul sees nothing beyond its malice, and at the same time it clearly sees everything as utterly disfigured by its separation from God, to whom it still aspires." In my humble understanding, this was the moment when God made Padre Pio fully comprehend the consequence of sin. He describes the soul's longing to be united with its Creator, with God, but sin has rendered this union unachievable. Padre Pio became aware of the gap between his soul and God, and this awareness is what caused him to experience such terror. Saint Teresa of Avila vividly describes a terrifying vision of hell. She wrote in her diary, "I was one day in prayer, when I found myself in a moment, without knowing how, plunged apparently into hell. I understood that it was our Lord's will I should see the place which the devils kept in readiness for me, and which I had deserved by my sins. It was but a moment, but it seemed to me impossible I should ever forget it, even if I were to live many years. The entrance seemed to be by a long narrow pass, like a furnace, very low, dark, and close. The ground seemed to be saturated with water, mere mud, exceedingly foul, sending forth pestilential odors, and covered with loathsome vermin. At the end was a hollow place in the wall, like a closet, and in that I saw myself confined. All this was even pleasant to behold in comparison with what I felt there. There is no exaggeration in what I am saying. I felt a fire in my soul. I cannot see how it is possible to describe it. My bodily sufferings were unendurable. I have undergone most painful sufferings in this life. Yet, all these were as nothing in comparison with what I felt then, especially when I saw that there would be no intermission, nor any end to them. Left in that pestilential place, and utterly without the power to hope for comfort, I could neither sit nor lay down. There was no room. I was placed, as it were, in a hole in the wall, and those walls, terrible to look on of themselves, hemmed me in on every side. I could not breathe, there was no light, but all was thick darkness." Let us now return to Padre Pio's letter. "The soul does not doubt the mercy of the Lord," he continued, "who may one day unite it to himself. Rather, here, where everything is completely subjective, the soul finds in itself the impossibility of such a union. It recognizes in itself qualities that are in complete contradiction to that union. Imagine," he says, "if there can be any consolation for this soul. It sees itself totally cast away from the face of the Lord, and finds this entirely just. It sees clearly that its loss is irreparable. To all this must be added," he continues, "the awakening of all the passions, except for one. An infinite number of fears assail me at every instant. Temptations regarding faith, which want to drive me to deny everything. My Father, how difficult it is to believe. May the Lord help me not to cast a shadow of doubt over what it has pleased God to reveal to us. I long for death to relieve me from my afflictions. May the Lord grant me this soon, because I can endure no longer. My hand is trembling and cannot keep a grip on my pen, and I feel my throat contracting with sobs." Now, as we all know, this wasn't the end of Padre Pio's spiritual journey, although it might have felt that way at that moment. God, in his infinite goodness, did not leave Padre Pio, or any of us, in hopeless separation. He sent his only Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, to redeem humanity. After reading this letter, I feel as if I deeper understand Padre Pio's love for the Church and the sacraments, especially confession and communion. Having comprehended the horror of sin, how could he not deeply fall in love with Christ, who enables us to reunite with God? Now, I would like to ask you, our dear viewers, have you ever experienced something like the dark night of the soul? If you have, and if you're comfortable, please share your experiences in the comment section below. Thank you for listening. Please do like and share this video to help our channel grow. And please give our channel a boost by continuing to watch another video. This will help with the YouTube algorithm. I have recommended some videos especially chosen for you on the end screen. Or just click on one of the links in the description below for a full selection of great Padre Pio stories or our playlist of Padre Pio thoughts for the day. And don't forget to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. You'll find the link in the description below. And stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.